There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You guys were talking Monday Night Football, so here's the game winner from last night.
Handoff, Kareem Hunt, right side, powering, he is, give it to him, touchdown, Kansas City, it's a walk-off touchdown by Kareem Hunt, and the Kansas City Chiefs stay undefeated at 8-0, the only unbeaten team in the National Football League.
Didn't get in by much, but he got in. Go Bucks. Well, they lost. That was Mitch Holthus on Chiefs radio as they get to 8-0 indeed. 30-24 was the final. Hunt on the night, 106 yards rushing with that game winner. Patrick Mahomes, 291, three touchdowns, two to DeAndre Hopkins. Here's Andy Reid. Mahomes and Hopkins, quite the connection already.
He's got a lot of trust in him. And you've seen DeAndre make those catches over his career. Get two great players thrown to each other, sometimes great things happen. And so it's not the way we drew it up, but it was a good finish too.
I would say it was.
There's
a
lot
of
things that they that happen for the Chiefs that they don't draw up. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean, there's a lot of crazy stuff that goes on during the game, and it's all really because the quarterback is just incredible.
And the quarterback, for a moment, a little concerned with his ankle, so much so that Andy Reid wanted him to come out of the game, and Mahomes says...
I thought he was joking. He said it, and I was like, come on, like we're not doing this again. He trusts me, and once the doctors checked it out, and I was able to get back and do the drops again, he let me get back on the field.
And he did. He was pretty damn good on the night as well. In terms of Tampa, so they lose the game, but they did have the drive to get the game even late with an opportunity to go for the win or kick the extra point and go to overtime. So, Todd Bowles, did you give any thoughts of going for two there?
Very minor. We wanted to get it to overtime with the wet conditions on the field. We felt like we had to go in overtime instead of go for two. So,
yeah.
We had our shots.
No. I'm
but
sorry.
But they have wet conditions.
No way. No way, man. You're playing against Patrick Mahomes. You're an Arrowhead. Come on. What are we doing?
That's they probably would have lost anyway. 27 seconds on the clock with Mahomes getting the ball again?
Yeah, he probably would have run right down the field and Butker would have kicked like a 65-yard field goal.
In wet conditions.
Right. I mean, it's amazing. He right now, Patrick Mahomes is 8-2 in overtime, including the playoffs, 6-0 in the regular season. That just tells you all you need to know.
Here's Baker Mayfield, his coach, Todd Bowles, upbeat after the game.
Todd had a good message. I mean, we're that close, and don't get used to losing, but just turn this thing around, and we got a home game next week, and it's an NFC opponent, and got to find a way to win.
That's
five straight games where Tampa Bay has given up at least 27 points.
Not a recipe to win.
No.
Very difficult. Week 10 will open Thursday with the Bengals and the Ravens. The Giants, of course, play the Panthers Sunday morning in Germany. Brian Daboll on Monday was asked about the quarterback spot.
Tale of two halves for Daniel. So I'll start with moving forward. Is he still your starting quarterback this week?
Yes.
Nothing change-wise.
Nothing changes.
Nothing changes. So that'll be Sunday morning. Wake up with the Giants and the Panthers with a 9:30 kick from Munich. As for the Jets, they will be in Arizona late in the day. Here's Morgan Moses revealing, maybe you knew this, maybe you didn't, revealing how he's been fighting through multiple injuries.
Same thing that I got in the first Patriots game. You know, grade 2 MCL tear, a little meniscus, and a little fracture. So just, you know, obviously, you know, when you go through a battle of OTAs and training camp with your guys, you build this camaraderie that, you know, that never goes away, and you never want to feel like you let guys down.
How about that?
Totally understand that mindset. Yep.
Yeah. A lot of injuries. It is a lot of injuries. Then there's the Bears. They lost to the Cardinals 29-9 Sunday. They're 4-4. They've got this video of DJ Moore. I'm sure he felt something in his leg. At least it looks like that. But he walked off the field in the middle of a play.
Yeah, a lot of people are wondering whether or not he just, quit on the team. Like, yes. That's what it kind of looks like. But then all of a sudden, you kind of see him limping a little bit.
And he goes right to the bench to sit down, and he grabs the back of his leg.
You could see, that's something tweaked.
But it doesn't look great, for sure. Yeah. He goes on the score in Chicago, and the host is talking about how, outside looking in, it doesn't look like Matt Eberflus has a good pulse or a good handle on the team, so they ask Moore.
So I'll ask you, has Matt Eberflus lost his football team?
I don't want to say no. The message yesterday was that we know we 4-4 now. It's just like being 0-0.
Yeah, so everyone was running with that. I want to say no.
I mean, you know, Caleb Williams did not play well against Arizona. He was throwing the ball all over the place. You know, the inaccuracy in this game by this quarterback was a little bit alarming, to tell you the truth, because he was so accurate in college and actually was getting better as the season went on, and he just had a bad day.
Yeah, I mean, that is a bad answer there.
Not a great
DJ
answer.
Moore.
Yeah, but a quarterback's got to play better, you know, and like I was saying about these young quarterbacks, they're dealing with a lot of this stuff for the first time, and the NFL is relentless. Like, now they have to get ready for another defense. Like, it just never ends. It feels like it never ends.
Well, 17 games, right?
That's it.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Yankees agreed to have Gerrit Cole come back on the current remaining terms of his contract, four years, $144 million.
So they wanted to turn down the fifth-year option. They said, we're not picking that up.
Brian Cashman said they were not comfortable adding the fifth year at that
good
money
for them.
And that age.
Yep.
And so they said, okay. So he's back, so that's great.
Well, I mean, for us, we were talking about this yesterday, how the player had all the leverage unless the team says no.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it was just worth a shot, like a half-court shot. Like, why not? Hail Mary, if they take it, fine. If not, we'll just stay in the current deal.
It really does make me wonder that if they say no, then he says, okay, I'm a free agent. Why didn't he go? I know that
because
he's
not going to get get the same money.
Exactly. So he loves the Yankees. This is his, you know, team growing up, and he wants to stay here, which I appreciate. But I also, it's nice to see a team actually put their foot down.
Yeah. I mean, I also think that they put their foot down with an educated guess that he was going to get that money. So it wasn't sort of just like, screw you, get out of here. It was like, hey, you're not getting the same contract anywhere else at this age coming off an injury. So, yeah, to me, it was Scott Boras saying, hey, you know, maybe they'll be dumb enough to give you the extra year. And if they don't, then we'll just stay here. And they didn't.
So it's reporting that they will negotiate They might negotiate.
Correct.
So no, listen, if he has two good years back-to-back, you could see
maybe they give him an extension.
Maybe.
Sure. They did not extend a qualifying offer to Gleyber Torres, so he is free to go. Joe Kelly, we heard from him after the World Series. He is talking more. He was on the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast.
This is the reliever for the Dodgers.
Correct, yes.
He was also spent many years with the Red Sox and hated the Yankees then, too.
And that's pretty obvious. Here he is talking about how the Yanks really weren't much of a challenge.
It was a fun series. I mean, they almost snagged a couple wins, you know what I mean? But, I mean, if it was like the NCAA, like basketball, baseball, hockey, or football, I mean, like, it was just a mismatch from the get-go.
And then he went on to say that they would have been, like, the 8th or 9th ranked team in the tournament, and he went on to say the Padres were better, the Mets were better, the Braves were better, and they didn't even get in, the Phillies were better. And then here he is, I guess.
Just torch the Yankees.
Well, and then here is he implying that the Yankees are a lazy baseball team.
You know, we have a lot of big superstars in our clubhouse, but the superstars also care and aren't lazy and play hard. So that's the difference and the biggest separator.
Wow.
I mean, that's a tough thing to say. Like, I don't know, man.
You watch the way that Shohei Ohtani runs the bases. Ball gets hit over Soto's head. He's on third base.
Yeah, it's very comparable to Stanton.
Yankees hit the ball over Mookie Betts' head, and Soto's standing on first base. That right there tells you all you need to know.
Yeah, listen, they're a better team. They play harder. I will agree with that. But I don't think that Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, and Juan Soto didn't try hard or work hard or were like lazy guys.
I mean, Soto hit that ball over Mookie Betts' head, and he's standing on first.
Yeah, that's one example.
Yeah, but that's the World Series.
Do you think that Juan Soto doesn't try hard? He's lazy and he doesn't try as hard as some of these other guys. It's hard to say that about Aaron Judge.
It was
Judge
Adventureland
either.
Out in right field.
That's not what I asked.
They got exposed like the Mets got exposed against the Royals in 2015. That's what I feel like. Remember the Royals would say, make them throw the ball, make Lucas Duda throw the ball, make him field the ball. We're going to steal bases. We're going to make them throw it around because we know. At the end of the day, they can't do it.
There's a difference between a sloppy team and a team that's lazy. I think that there's a distinct difference there. I think it's a tough call in those guys. But even Giancarlo Stanton, who hit in the postseason,
he's lazy.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like.
But is that on the manager or is that on the general manager who put the team together?
If you believe that they're lazy.
He's lazy.
I mean, I think that's on the players themselves.
It's amazing. The way we talk about this team, you'd think they didn't even qualify for the playoffs. They had a cakewalk
into the World Series. The
Guardians were... I agree with you. The Guardians were not up to the level of the Yankees. They're still a damn good team, though.
I'm not saying that they weren't. I'm just telling you. That's why I was so confident back in August that the Yankees were going to the World Series.
Were you as confident when you picked the Yankees in 7?
I felt like, you know what, I was really disappointed, much like Yankee fans, you know, that I know in my life were really disappointed with what they were watching.
Mets gave qualifying offers to Alonso, Manaea, and Severino. All right, the Knicks were in Houston last night, losing to the Rockets.
Green hesitation, Brunson stays with him nicely. Contested shot is up and good. What a tough shot from Jalen Green. Two Knicks around him. That's his second big three. And the Rockets now have an 8-point cushion with 57 seconds remaining.
And that was Mike Breen on MSG. Yes, Green finished with 15. Big shot there for sure. 109-97 was the final. Fred Van Vliet had 19, and Alperen Sengun had a team-high 25. 10 of those came in the fourth quarter. Also had 14 rebounds and 4 block shots. Interesting, Karl Anthony Towns, 17 points, 19 rebounds, yet the Knicks were outscored in the paint 62-38.
He only shot two three-pointers, by the way.
How about
that? He was 0-for-2 in those with those three-pointers. It was like a frustrating game.
Knicks now 3-3, the Rockets 4-3. Meantime, at Barclays Center, the Nets beat the Grizzlies.
Cam Thomas working against LaRavia. Cam comes around a high screen. Back it out top. Finney Smith a 3. For Dorian Finney-Smith. Knicks take a 104-101 lead with a minute 10 to go.
And that was Chris Carino.
Is Brooklyn in the house? I thought so.
On the fan. He had 17. Snapped the 101-101 tie there. They would tack on another and win 106-104. Dennis Schroeder had 20. Cam Johnson had 20. The Nets now 4-4. The Grizzlies 4-4. as well. A couple of just notes from the league. The Cavaliers beat the Bucks 116-114. Darius Garland had 39. Cleveland is 8-0 to start the season. And the Clippers were trailing the Spurs after the first quarter 40-14. And they came back and beat San Antonio 113-104. I give you 11 seconds from the Mink Man as St. John's got started last night.
Here comes the inbounds pass. Davon Smith, a baseline far out of the corner for three. Richmond shoots and scores. Kadari Richmond has 16 points, and St. John's ahead 74-48.
And they beat up Fordham pretty good. 92.
Oh, shizzle.
92-60. Seton Hall beat St. Peter's 57-53. Wins for Princeton, Hofstra, Columbia. A lot of local teams played that lost as well. I think Monmouth lost to Michigan
State. When's your first game?
Wednesday against Wagner.
Wagner.
So, Joey Waller still calling the Wagner games? It's going to be a WFAN reunion there?
I have no idea. That's a great question. I do not know.
You and Joey and before the game exchanging a hug?
We'll take a photo if he's there.
You could sign microphones and like swap it like they do with the jerseys.
But no, I'm not doing that. I don't know, though, if he does road games, though. That I don't know, so maybe. And then the Devils were in Edmonton last night. Have not heard from Matt Lachlan in a long, long time.
Mercer floats one in front. Here's Meyer cutting it backhand, scores! Oh, baby, Dawson Mercer did the work. Meyer with the finish, and the Devils lead 3-0.
So while you were sleeping, the Devils beat the Oilers 3-0.
That is a great win for them. How do you shut out Edmonton on their home ice?
They didn't allow a goal.
I think Jake Allen was the goalie last night.
31 saves, correct.
Wow.
Last night.
That is a great win for them.
Islanders, Penguins coming up tonight.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.